All right, welcome back. Who's Talking Tonight? Final segment of Habbo and Frank. And Chris Sill will join us momentarily with the Olympic Report. But before we do, Frank's going to talk a little bit about next week's show.
Very excited. Next Monday night, we're going to have one of our favorite guests. He's been on the program every fall, Ahmad Hawkins. And I have a good friend who always refers to him as Little Ahmad Hawkins, because Little Ahmad made one of the biggest catches in the history of ACC football. And broke the hearts of a lot of Hokies one day in that incredible comeback game. And I just still get the chills listening to Ahmad talking about that catch and coming in the huddle.
Is that the last time we have won down there prior to this year?
It might be.
Yes.
Yeah.
All I know is
did you hear that prior to this year?
Yeah. Now, that's true. Our other featured guest that night is Vern Inge, sports attorney with LeClaire Ryan. He's been on the show a couple of times with us. We hope to have him in studio. We're going to talk about the NCAA. There have been a lot of changes since last summer, and we're going to talk about some of those things and what does it mean for college sports, college athletics, college athletes, and scholarships and stipends and all kinds of things.
Lawyers are beginning to play a very prominent role in college and professional sports. You notice that? You know,
no two
you need
ways
to have
about
a good lawyer these days.
And we hope to have
good plug.
We also hope to have Dr. Andrew Bogle from Ortho Virginia to do the injury report that week. So anyway, let's kick it to Chris so he can do the Olympic sports report.
All right, thank you, Frank. Men's golf fourth year Denny McCarthy helped the U.S. amateur team defend its World Amateur Championship over the weekend. America won with a record score of 38 under par, two strokes ahead of Canada, and Denny carried the day every single day. Women's golf, Virginia finished fourth out of 23 teams in the Cougar Classic last week. Women's soccer, number two in the country, Virginia, beat Tennessee 2-1, beat Hofstra over the weekend as well to win the Virginia Nike Soccer Classic. Men's soccer, number 15 in the country, Virginia beat Virginia Tech Friday night, the first ACC game of the year. They also honored the 1989 championship team that night as well.
And Coach Bruce Arena was there.
Yes.
To a rousing, a very large crowd.
Like, yeah, apparently.
4,000 people.
A great energy is what that article said. They actually play VCU tonight in about 5 minutes at Klockner. Men's tennis, six members received preseason singles rankings from the ITA, including fourth-year Mitchell Frank at number four in the country. Women's tennis is similar. Four earned preseason singles rankings, including Julia Elbaba at number five. And then field hockey, get this, Virginia was number six at the beginning of the week and then went to number nine, even though they had just beaten number seven Princeton, beat Miami, Ohio, Louisville, and Rutgers last week. So I don't know what's going to happen with their ranking. By that logic, they would continue to go down in the polls, but they're playing really well. So,
all right, gentlemen, ACC football this week, several key games. Georgia Tech at Virginia Tech. Do the Yellow Jackets have any chance? Hokies coming off a tough loss.
All of a sudden, that crazy offense that Paul Johnson runs probably looks kind of scary to Virginia Tech and their vaunted defense, because they gave up about 500 yards to East Carolina, and that quarterback for ECU looked like he was playing pinball. He was having fun.
They played South Carolina pretty tight last week too. I think they're pretty good.
Yep. I think Virginia Tech coming off a loss. I don't think Georgia Tech's as good as they've been. I'm going to go with the Hokies in that one. How about, speaking of East Carolina, they entertain your North Carolina Tar Heels. Big game down there in Greenville this weekend.
And that is your upset special of the week. There's no two ways about it.
North Carolina upsets East Carolina?
No.
Is that an upset for East Carolina to win?
It is an upset. Are you kidding? In the state of North Carolina?
North Carolina hasn't looked great this year, Frank.
My point. That's why it's going to be an upset.
I'm just saying it may not be an upset. I'm not sure that East Carolina shouldn't win that game. They may be better than North Carolina. But at any rate, we'll go with the Pirates in that one. Before we get to Virginia BYU, the sort of the headline game of the week is Clemson at Florida State. Clemson have a chance?
Yes, but Florida State is the strongest team in the country.
Well, particularly playing at home.
Yeah, that Doak Campbell, that's a... That's a feast.
All right, the big game, Virginia, BYU.
3:30 kickoff in Provo, Utah. It's only 4,500 feet above sea level. My three keys are these. Number one, Virginia's offensive line has to improve. Got to protect the passer. No two ways about it. They've gotten better at the run game. Still got a ways to protect Lambert. Give his receivers time to get downfield. Number two, special teams has to be better. Third, UVA defense has to continue to play at a very high level.
Turnovers. Turnovers is a key stat.
Hey, you could say that about defense. Every game.
It is. Well, it is every game. Hey, right, we'll break down
who's
that
gonna
game.
Who's going to win?
Virginia. I think Virginia's on a roll.
I'm gonna go 2017 Wahoos. Another good quality win for the Hoos. And by the way, kiss of death for BYU. They're number 21 in the polls.
Join us next week. We'll break it down and look ahead to the Kent State Golden Flashes.
Ahmad Hawkins and Vern Inge on Who's Talking. Go Wahoos. Beat the Cougars of Brigham Young.
Talk to you next week.